The Mishnah says that Psula Midoshim, the Hamnoh, the enjoyment Shabbat, goes to Hegdish. The question is Amos. What are we talking about over here? Elam, if you want to tell Miliyachat Pidyoinoi, that after you point to the Behemoth, you make it into Chulun, after you redeem it. Now the Behemoth, the Hamnoh, the Behemoth goes to Hegdish. The question is why? Hani Yosun Le Hegdish, why? Hani Yosun or the Bailamu? It's enjoyment that belongs to the owner. The owner could have enjoyment from it right now. He already redeemed it. It's like Chulun. So why do you say that not to Hegdish? Ela must be talking about Lifnei Pidyoinoi. Talking about now that before you redeem it, then the Hanor is to Hegdish, because then it still belongs to Hegdish. If so, how could you tell me Nishchotim that you're allowed to shecht it then when it still belongs before Pidyon? If you shecht it first, so then later, how could you redeem it? I have boy Hamodav Arochot. We hold that by kochim, you can only redeem it if it's standing and you bring it in front of the kohen, and the kohen evaluates how much it's worth. See, if you shecht it first, not alive, you can't make hamod, you can't stand it up. So honicha, this would still be good. Laman diyoma, the one that says love later, that kochim is beach lehoyim b'chol hamod of aracha. That by kochim is beach a korvin, you do not need hamod of aracha to be part of it. Even though it's dead already, you could be part of it. It's only by kochim belik habayis that you need to have a mod of a rocha, then it'll be good. But there will man the yom, the one that says no, ho you b'chav a mod of a rocha, even kochim is beach. Also, you could only be poydered if it's fit to stand and to bring to the korbin, to bring to the kohen, is so ma'ikel a neymer. How could you tell me, we're talking about now, that you shechted it first when it was still belonging to Hegdish, and already you want to redeem it, you can't redeem it anymore. You cannot make the mod of a rocha. So how could it say Nishchot and Bitlis? So what's like this? Ela rather Liyelam, we're talking about now the Mishnah Liyach at Pidyon. That Avada, first you have this Korban Shlomin, it became a Balmum, when it's still alive, now you go and redeem it. And after you redeem it, then the Mishnah says you're allowed to sell it in the marketplace, and you can shecht it there, and still consider the Hanor goes to Hegdish. So the question is why? Why does the Hanor go to Hegdish? Once you redeem it, it's regular Chulin, it's the owner that has the Hanor Shabbai. So the Gemara says, Umay Hanosim Hegdish, what does the Mishnah mean to say that the Hanor, the enjoyment, goes to Hegdish? It means to say Adam Mikoro. That's like this, that before you redeem it. What does that mean to say? Techiv on the Shori Lumar. Since the locker is that people know that if they will redeem this Korban, if they'll redeem this Tzulu HaMadoshim later on, they know that there are a lot of salt in the marketplace, and they can shecht it there, and they'll get a lot of money for the meat. If so, right now, when they go to redeem it, they'll pay Hegdish a lot of money. So Hegdish is going to gain on the deal the fact that people know they could sell it in the marketplace. That's what the Chum will make of. Mashenkein, by a Bechor, that you cannot be paid to it, so Hegdish won't gain anything. There's no difference whether you could or you can't. Therefore, we tell the owner, you have to be no covered and you can't stand sell it in the marketplace. But over here, by regular Psula Amudoshim, here the story is, Techiv on the Sharul Omar, Nimkorim Beitlis. It could be sold Beitlis, Vinishchotim Beitlis, Vinishkolim Belitra, Tvei, and you could weigh it out by pounds more, the Oporak Mik, or Belitra Tvei, Oporak Mikora, because since you have a right, if the person knows that he'll be able to sell it and make a lot of money with it later, at the beginning now, when he first goes to redeem it from Hegdish, he'll pay a lot of money for it. So that's why it's considered Hegdish is getting Hanor from here. Hegdish will get the enjoyment from this, since people will redeem it at a higher price. Then the Mishnah says, though, but chutz min ha-bechor min ha-maisa. But by bechor and by maisa, the locha there is, you can't redeem it. It remains with kedushas bechor and kedushas maisa. There's no money involved there. So therefore, shan yosam labailim. Any type of enjoyment would just go to the owner. That's what the owner would be able to sell it. In the marketplace, it would be his gain. There's no money going over to Hegdish here. So therefore, we say, Adarab, you have to be naive, like COVID, and not to do these things in a regular marketplace, but do it only privately in your house. So the Gemara says like this. Bishleima, the Choy, understand, Beitlis, who do Leim is Davin? You can't sell a Bechor, let's see, a Kayin, that has the Bechor that's a Baal Mum. So luckily the crane's a lot of shechter that need it. And if he wants to, he could also sell it to somebody else. So it's good that the deek is, you can't sell it in the marketplace. But what did they say? Mizdavin, if the Kohen wants to sell it in his own private house to a Yisrael, he's allowed to sell it. That's good. Ela Maisa, but by Maisa Behemo, the Beisa mi Mizdavin, are you allowed to sell it even in your own house? You're not allowed to. For your Tanya, you learn like this. The Bechor by Korban, Bechor, number the Pesach says, Loi Tipodei means you should not redeem it. For Nim Kechai, and so, you have a Tanya, you learn like this. If a Bechor, number by Bechor, says, Loi Tipodei, if you're not allowed to redeem, you can't redeem the Bechor, you can't take off the Kedusha of a Bechor. But Venim Kechai, but the Kohen himself, if he wants to, he could sell it to another Jew, he could sell it whatever he wants, even though it's alive. But by Maisa Behemah, remember the Pesach says, Lo Yigrel, it says. So it says not only Lo Yisipod, you can't redeem it, but it says a strong lesson of Lo Yigrel, that with Dash from here means, V'ena Nimker, that the owner of it is not allowed to sell it to another Jew, Lo Yichai, not when the Maisa Behemah is alive, even though it has a mum, only the Yisrael, the owner himself, could eat it now, but he's not allowed to sell it. For Lo Yishokha, not after Shechs, they can't sell it, for Lo Yitam, Lo Yibamum, even though it's a Balmum, still you can't sell it. So Zerach will make out the Yikidah by Meiser. It's only you can't sell it in the marketplace. But Mashma in your house, you could sell it. I hear it's Mashma, you can't sell Meiser Behem at all. So Mara says, true, how new to this question like, Ikshin Leder Rav Sheshish. Rav Sheshish had this question, the Yorta by evening, or Shnia Bekad Musim Ebraisa, and in the morning, early in the morning, he entered it from Ebraisa. We'll soon see later what the Ebraisa is. And the answer we're talking about here, for Maisa Behema Shah Yosema Maskinan. Our Mishnah is talking about that this Maisa Behema belonged to a Yosem, for an orphan. And therefore the Rabbanu will make it to say, we're allowed to sell it for the orphan, Umishum HaShavah Saveda Nogobo. It's like HaShavah Saveda, because this young kid won't be able to eat the meat anyway. So if we shecht it for him, he won't be able to eat it, so just right away. So in order to save the orphan's money, therefore you have a right to sell it. Like we'll see later on why. So Marshall, what happened was that Rav Idi started Rav Sheshes Hevi. Rav Idi was the shamish, the servant of Rav Sheshes. Shama minei, so Rav Idi heard the answer from Rav Sheshes. So also Rav Idi went, Omer ben Midrash, he went over and said the answer to the question in the Vesa Medrash, that even though you're not allowed to sell the meat of a Maisa Daima, but by Yisraimim you're allowed to. But Lo Yomer Mishmei did not say it over the name of Rav Sheshes. And Shomer Rav Sheshes later found out about this, that his own servant went and said over his Torah in the Beis Medrash, and he didn't say it over in his name. Sikpit, Rav Sheshes got very angry. Omri said like this, Omri said, Man the Okits, whoever like bites me, that does not mention my name, Liuksa Akrava, like the snake should bite him. Meaning to say, put him into a Shamtu, into an Ibui, like he put a curse upon him. So the question is, why did Rav Sheshes get so angry here? For Rav Sheshes, my nafku, let me know, what's the difference whether the person said over in his name or not? Why should it bother you so much? So Mor says, yes. The Yom Rav Yudam Rav, my distiver, the Pesach say, Agu Rav Yolech Elomim. Hadavah Melech said, I want to live in your tents forever. Or Elomim, Mashma, in both worlds. So the question is, V'chiev Sheliyotam Logo B'Shnei Elomim, could a person live in two worlds? Like if you're in this world, you're not in the Mabo. And if you're upstairs, you can't be in this world. So what did David mean to say, Agur Balech Olam, I want to be in both worlds? Elo David meant like this. Elo Amar David. David Amelach said like this. That Ribbono Shel Olam, Yoyru David Shmu Mipi, B'Yolam Azeh, people should say over my halachas in my name. And therefore why? The Yom Rav Yechna Mishum Rav Shem Ben Yechoi, that called Talmud Chochem, Shoyim Rem Devar Shmuel Mipir Velom Azir, any Talmud Chokhom that people say over Alochis, or say over Torah in his name, is to slice of David voice the Kever. Even though Talmud Chokhom is buried already, still it's like his mouth is moving. That's what David wanted, that people should say over his Alochis, and even though he's an Elam Abo, be considered like his mouth is talking here in this world. And that's why Rosh Hashanah got angry, he would have wanted him to mention his name. V'yom Rabbi Yitzchak Baziri, Micro, where's the pasuk for this? It says, V'chichai kiyayin atayv, is waiting for good wine, oylech l'doidi l'meshorim, doidev tisay yishonim, like moving the lips of yishonim, the people that are sleeping. And mean to say, like a koy mishlonotim, like a cluster of hot grapes, that ma koy mishlonotim, just like a cluster of grapes, when it's all ripe and finished, Kivan the autumn noge, but as soon as you just start to touch it, doivev, the wine starts to drip out of it, is af tamir chachamim. Kivan shodo moime advashmu mipiv, whoever says over here, advah halachim, the name of a tamir chachim, is doivevois sefais to the kever. Even though he's already in the grave, his mouth starts to move. So kitzah, that's this big milo, that people should say, oh, but halach is in your name. That's why Rosheshes was makbid, felt dead when the person didn't say it over in his name. So now the Gemara explains, though, my brisa. Where is the brisa that the Rosheshes came to answer? Where is this brisa? So most of the time you will learn like this. Maisa behema shel yisaimim is moichrin oisai. It says here you have a maisa behema that belongs to yisaimim, you'll let us sell it. Or maisa behema, suppose it's mashmal mashenkin, regular maisa behema of Yisrael, Sheshachatu, if it was a shechita was done to it, you shechted it, so then you want to sell it. So the Yetzer is mavliyoi bi'oiroi, you could like stick it in, mavliyoi, like stick it into the price when you go to sell the skin of it, or the chelba, the fat of it, or the gidoi, the veins, or the kind of the hooves, or the horns. So the one says, my come, what does the price mean to say here? Some rabbi said, let's talk to the price mean to say. Maisa beima shall you say min, if you have this maisa beima that belongs to orphans, marchman oisim bavlo, it's like one thing the price, even then, you're only allowed to sell it, and not to get money for the meat itself, you're not allowed to take money for the meat of the maisa beima. You're allowed to take money for these other things, for the skin, things that are not basa. So you do it to have law, like bavlo mean to say, I'm charging you more money for the skin, and the meat I'm giving to you for a present. That's the way you should, even by Yisraelim. So one says, Mechlal, if so, will be a proof that the Godel, let's say this Maisa Behema belong to an older person, to a Godel, not a Yosem, then if he wants to sell the meat, he can't even sell about Loloi, he can't even sell it stuck in with a price with these other things. So even again, by Maisa Behema now, as soon as the Pasuk, now I sell the meat of it. But Mashma, the skin and the horns, that you are allowed to sell. So Mashma, by your Godol, you're not allowed to even sell the meat, and this is like this. I'm charging you $100 now for the skin, even though usually skin is only worth $2, but I'm charging you $100 for the skin as if to say, I'm going to give you the meat for a present, and I'll only charge you for the skin. Mashma, even that is also. So question, why? Mashma, why is this different? That's what we learned. There's a more in Mishnah Sukkah that says, Havakeach lulav mechaver b'shvius. If you go to buy a lulav from your friend on Shemitah, so loch is on Shemitah itself, the lulav grew on the sixth year. So it has no kedusha shvius. But esrog, you go after bizman lekita when you take it off the tree. So if you take it off the tree on Shemitah, it has kedusha shvius. So you're not allowed to buy, at least you can't pay money for an esrog. You can't give the money to an amoritz. So if you want to buy your esrog off an amoritz, because if you give him the money, then the money becomes Kaddish, and he's not Noi B'Kdushas Shvius on it. So how do you buy an Esrog off an Amoritz on Shemitah? Is Noi Sama Yesim B'Matana. You have to tell the guy, listen, I want you to give me the Esrog for a present. The Fi Shemi Rishol Lokha, because you're not going to buy it for Shvius. And then you'll pay money first for something else. But you're supposed to ask him to give it to you for a present. So if even though we have the question, what's going to be Leirot to Litla B'Matana, let's say the Amoritz does not want to give it to you for a present, then what? My. The Amoritz Vunavrina says, Mavliya Loi Dimei Yesoi B'Luluf. Meaning to say, tell him like this, I'll pay you the $100 for the Luluf. And then give me the Yesoi for a present. So you see, even though you're not allowed to pay money for the Yesoi, you'd like to do it by law. So I'll come by Maisa Beima, why can't you sell it? But have law, I'm not going to pay you for the meat, I'll pay you for the skin double. Someone says, no, hostum le nuchemilsa. By an esrog, it's not so nuchemilsa. Rashi is mashmiyam that a lulav cannot cost the same money as an esrog. Not like today. It should be a good proof for the esrog when they charge too much money. But nigru adin, luchu an esrog, and a lulav should be charged the same money. Therefore, if you pay that much money for the lulav, it doesn't look like it's overcharging for the lulav. But hocha over here, if you're going to pay the $100 just for the skin, nuchemilsa, everybody knows that the skin itself is not worth so much money, that for sure you're also buying and paying for the boss of the meat or the maisa beima. Therefore, here it's also. That's one teretz. Amar Rabbi says, and came if so, maisa beima, that's pshat this brisa then, Trades Rimna Lumling. Why does it say the word Maisa Neima twice? It was only. He has a behema that belongs to a godol sheshrachato, that the person shechted already his Maisa Neima. It had a baum, it had a mum on it, so the owner is allowed to sell it. The owner is allowed to shecht it. Now, in case he wants to sell it, the answer is mavliya biyoroi. Let him stick it into the price of the skin, the chobah, the meat, or the fat, the gido, or the veins, or the carnivore, the hooves, or the horns of it. In other words, you're not allowed to sell the meat by itself, but you are allowed to sell these other things. They're not dosa. So in the price that you're charging for the skin, already put in the price of the meat also. So Amar Rav, Rav says, Minu aminullah, how do we know this is like this, this chiddush, that this is mutter, that's not mutter? So the klal is like this. The Chassid, the Pasuk says, for ho yehu utmarosu yekodesh lo yigoyel. It says in the parsha of Ma'aseh Behema that it should always be kodesh to Ma'aseh Behema. Lo yigoyel means you cannot sell it and you cannot redeem it. But it says in the same sentence, for hu utmarosai, the same pasuk, it should be like a tmura. If so, eimosai oise tmura. When could you make a tmura on a Ma'aseh Behema? Only mechaim calls them on it's alive. So this pasuk is talking about kol zman the ma'aseh beim is alive. So it's like this: Amos ha'en nigel. So when, like midiraisa, are you not allowed to sell the ma'aseh beim? That's only michaim midiraisa. It's only yosa kol zman the ma'aseh beim is alive. Holiach ha'shchita. But once the owner already shechted his ma'aseh beim, one has a ba'mum. Now that he has just the meat, really midiraisa nigel. Now midiraisa, really you're even allowed to sell it. It's only v'rabonin. Who the gozer? Rabbanu made gzera not to sell your mice the meat of the mice of Eino, but yachas shchita even after shchita. Also, because if you sell it then lufnei shchita, we'll have to be afraid that maybe you're going to come to sell it even before shchita. Therefore, the Chum said not to sell the meat of the mice of Eino. Now, dover anishu mechayim, something that you sell when it's alive, lamash of the meat. If you buy a live animal, you buy it for the meat. And therefore, gozer rabbanu liyachas shchita. But even after shchita, you can't sell the meat. Otlos me shchita, maybe you come to sell it even before the shchita. Ma shein kein dove shein.